Okay, next stop, San Francisco, and the bar that claims to have brought true Irish coffee to America. And customers at Buena Vista Cafe in San Francisco enjoy the claim of originality and want to preserve the traditions of their favorite drink. As NPR's John McChesney reports, tough assignment, huh, John? The secret of the Buena Vista's recipe is simplicity and a little showmanship.
The Buena Vista sits at the turnaround of the Hyde Street cable car. It's been here on the waterfront since the late 19th century when it was a working class hangout. Its gracefully arched windows look out on the bay, but you don't come here for the view. You sit at the long bar with your back to the bay, watching the gray-haired bartenders put on a show. A long row of small stemmed glasses sits at the back of the bar.
It's 28 after 28 after 28.
Paul Nolan has tended bar here for years.
We keep it going until either we keep up with the people or basically just keep it going.
On a good day, the Buena Vista mixes up 2,000 Irish coffees, making it the largest single consumer of Irish whiskey in the country, nearly 19,000 liters a year. The first step is to heat the glasses with boiling water. Nolan fills the glasses with one steaming pitcher pass down the entire row of glasses, then empties them. Next, two sugar cubes in each glass, sometimes tossed from a couple of feet away. Then, fresh coffee, again poured in one pass.
And then I even it up later on. I mean, I'm not the most accurate person in the world, but I'm stirring up the sugar. And if I see anything that's not level, I just sort of flick it around a little bit till I get them right.
Nolan slops coffee from one glass to another until they're all level.
Now I'm going to add a nice ounce and about a quarter of Irish whiskey.
Again, it's a one-pass pour, but this time the gleaming amber stream of whiskey falls from 2 feet up in the air. Nolan says it's because he's 6 feet five and doesn't like to bend over. But it's really part of the show. And now there's still a half inch left at the top of the glass. Fred Danino, who's been here 39 years, and by his count has made about 4 million of these, prepares the final step.
Well, we're whipping the cream right now in a milkshake mixer. You want to mix it in a milkshake mixer so you get bubbles, big bubbles, and when the bubbles are about as big as your fingernail, the cream is ready.
Just thick enough to float on the top, providing a creamy, cool cushion for the lip before encountering the hot, fiery stuff down below. Danino has nothing but contempt for the canned whipped cream that usually tops Irish coffee in other places.
Everywhere else you go, they bastardize them and put all this sugar around the rim and creamed to mint and all stuff. It's not an Irish coffee. Irish coffee is very simple and good.
He adds that at most bars, the coffee's been sitting on a burner for hours, turning to tar. The story behind the Buena Vista is that a well-known San Francisco newspaper columnist had an Irish coffee at Foynes Airport in Ireland during World War II. And in 1952, he convinced Buena Vista's owner to try his hand at it. But lately, a ruckus has erupted at the Buena Vista when the bar shifted from its own custom blend of Irish whiskey to a well-known brand available anywhere. Old-time purists objected, but they lost. Rita Koop, a local who first came here 20 years ago, isn't bothered.
It's still very homey and fun, and the service hasn't changed. The atmosphere hasn't changed. It still has its quintessence.
Mark Borsig is one of the many tourists drawn to the Buena Vista.
This is my first. Let me tell you how it goes down. Hold on 1 second. Wow, that is outstanding.
Four more, baby.
And Paul Nolan finishes four more by carefully spooning the cream onto the top.
And there you go. And that's the Irish coffee.
Customer loyalty can run deep here at the Buena Vista. According to local legend, one former patron had his ashes scattered in the cafe's platter box. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.